Radio and at Aldrin Sampier.
It is 22 minutes after 4 o'clock, so the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, the JSE, together with the Gender-Based Violence and Femicide Response Fund 1, today rang the bell to mark the start of this year's 16 days of activism for no violence against women and children. The bell is customarily rung to indicate the start of trading on the JSE. The Response Fund 1 was launched by President Cyril Ramaphosa in February this year to tackle the scourge of gender-based violence and femicide in South Africa. For more on this, we now speak to the chairperson of the Response Fund 1, that is Dr. Judy Dlamini, to provide an update on the actions that have been taken in the fight against the issue since the inception of the initiative. Dr. Dlamini, good afternoon. Thank you so much for making time for us. This is quite significant, though, having to ring the bell there, and the message that you were trying to send there as well. What is it, especially to corporate South Africa?
Thank you so much for having me. As we recognize the International Day for Elimination of Violence Against Women and Children, it is quite symbolic for the fund to come together with the JSE to host a webinar that says enough is enough. It is up to corporate South Africa too to eliminate gender-based violence, to eliminate discrimination against women, and hopefully we'll eradicate gender-based violence and gender inequality in our lifetime.
And what about the policies that some workspaces already have, which are there, of course, which also coincides with what the national legislation says when it comes to gender-based violence? What more is it that the corporate society, corporate South Africa, can be doing when it comes to the implementation of those?
I think you raised a very important point, Aldrin, implementation, because policies are great. We have them. We need them. But unless they are turned into effective eradication of what it is that you're trying to solve for, they'll remain just that, beautiful policies. So it is important for us to actually take stock and say, why are we here? Why do we have 5 times above the average globally when it comes to killing of women? Why do we have 1 woman in 3 experiencing domestic violence in her lifetime? The list goes on. Something is not working. And corporate South Africa is part of South African society. And the people that walk into those corporate offices are part of society. And if they are within a toxic masculinity environment, if their culture doesn't acknowledge women, their value, if we are seen as less, obviously that's going to translate to how we are treated even in the workplace. So it's important that together, corporate South Africa, civil society, and every other part of society, the traditional leaders, faith organizations, we come together and say the culture has to change.
Yeah.
What can corporate South Africa do? Yes, money is part of it. As GBVF Response Fund 1, we are raising funds so that we can assist in the implementation of the National Strategic Plan, the 6 pillars that I'm sure you know by now, but I'll be happy to go through. We have so many CDOs that are on the ground that need the resources, that need the support, because sometimes it's not just the money, it's also the support in the implementation of the different initiatives that are around prevention, care and response, and just education and training. So we do need to partner with Corporate South Africa, partly to get funding from them, but also to partner like we have with the JSE. Our relationship as fund with the JSE goes back to before actually we were launched as a fund. The leader of the JSE, Dr. Leila Fourie, has always been a proponent for gender equity. So when we launched the fund, she was one of those that was with us when we did that. And the JSE contributed money into the fund, but they've done more than that. They are assisting us with the different programs. We meet. The webinar was our first that has been under discussion since inception. And if you look at the things that the JSE does, I believe it's also an exemplary company to be emulated by others.
And of course, what we know that corporations are not just institutions, brick and mortar, but they brick and mortar that have human beings in them who form part of the institution and who create an environment. And I wonder through the fund, have you ever looked at the issue around mental wellness and also how there's no focus on the mental abuse? So a lot of focus being on the physical abuse, but the mental abuse also plays a role in how women experience the workplace.
Oh, that is so true. You've actually hit it on the nail, because people think you need to come to work with a blue eye, and yet the trauma that you can endure from your partner, just from the mental trauma, you know, the belittled emotional trauma. And that, by the way, doesn't only happen domestically, even at work. If you combine more than just gender and you add race to it, how you are belittled, how you are ignored, your voice is not heard, how you have to assimilate to the culture that rejects you, and you can't perform at your optimum level. So we need conversations about cultures that embrace us, because when those cultures embrace us, we'll perform at our optimum. So when it comes to mental issues, as a fund, we are very cognizant of that. So we will be coming out with results from the request for proposals, the first one that we actually dispersed in, I think it was August. So we'll be dispersing funds to some of the CBOs that have been successful. And as a new fund, we have limited funds. So as a result, the disbursement will be smaller for the first one. And we are hoping, we actually are on the road saying to philanthropists, to Corporate South Africa, please support this initiative, because our intention is to have sustainable change. And I'm happy to say that with the panel that we had in the morning, our CEO, Ms. Lindiwe Dlamini, was part of it, just explaining what we do, what we're hoping to achieve. We also had an academic in Professor Kone, who actually specializes in gender-based violence and femicide. And we had another leader from the UK High Commission, Commissioner Anthony, His Excellency Anthony Phillipson. And what is good about having that panel of people that come from very different sectors of society is, one, we already have received funding from the UK High Commission, and it's the first High Commission to actually contribute.
Dr. Dlamini, unfortunately, we've run out of time, but just quickly, how much has been raised so far?
I think we're sitting at around 143 million. But part of that is in kind donations, as opposed to cash. When it comes to cash pledges, we're sitting at around 104 million rand the last time I checked. But that doesn't include the 10 million rand that was announced by the UK High Commission, which will be in cash. So in the kitty, because pledges have to turn into cash, we're looking at about 93 million rand. So it's a good start. We are very grateful for the contributions, but our aspiration, dare I say, is 1.5 billion rand. And we have no reason not to believe that we can reach that.
Good luck with that, Dr. Judy Dlamini, chairperson of the Gender-Based Violence and Femicide Response Fund. One, it's time for the news headlines with Mudupi Magalimele.